Our next speaker is Caitlin Allen. Caitlin is the co-director of the Toronto Bicycle Music Festival and has been involved since 2014. She works as an urban planner and volunteers with a number of community organizations that promote healthy cities, including The Stop, Farmers Market, and Cycle Toronto. Caitlin loves cycling far, slowly, and the joy that is found in a group bike ride.
Thanks for having me, Matt and Michelle. So yes, I'm lucky enough to currently be the co-director of the Toronto Bicycle Music Festival, and I'm excited to share with you guys some reflections on the festival in the next 8 minutes. But first, I wanted to share a little bit about me and how I got here. So I got my first bike when I was four. Oh, there we go. That's 4-year-old Caitlin. And I grew up navigating suburbia on two wheels, I think mainly on the sidewalk. I rode a bike to high school kind of as a statement because I wanted to be an environmentalist. And as a student at McMaster, I tested my luck on the high traffic commutes between campus and downtown Hamilton. But my true love affair with the bicycle began on a year-long bike tour across Europe, which I think we're going to hear more about tonight. Where I saw how the bike can be an amazing vehicle to discover new places and people, and also discover a lot about yourself along the way. I next moved to London, where I interned with Sustrans, which is an awesome advocate for active transportation, and I really learned that the bicycle is probably the best way to explore that city as a longer-term tourist. Oh, I'm eager with this. In 2012, I moved to Toronto, and I was keen to see what adventures me and my bike could go on in this new city. I quickly got involved with Cycle Toronto, who totally confirmed for me that the city is so much more than the concrete jungle it's often thought of as. And one of the most inspiring ways this was shared with me was when I was volunteering on a ride for the Toronto Bicycle Music Festival. I found myself on the middle of this joyous bicycle parade, with a trailer pulling a mobile act playing music, and the participants were riding between parks to listen to concerts generated by a unique pedal-powered sound system that we have. So I was immediately taken by the festival, which had started in 2010 by an awesome man named James, and has for years been a community-oriented, family-friendly, and free concert series that showcases, I think, really incredible artistic talent, gets people dancing, and harnesses human-powered energy to make music happen. So I got involved in the organizing committee, and in 2016, we began to evolve our model, moving away from only downtown parks, which it had been for the first 7 years, and primarily we did that in partnership with the Toronto Arts Council. They have a program called Arts in the Parks, and we spread our wings further afield to contribute to the animation of parks outside of the downtown. So that first year that we explored this way, we rode along the Pan Am Path through the Don Valley and to Prairie Drive Park on this rainy yet very mystical day, where we collectively enjoyed discovering or rediscovering the beauty of the ravine system and finding a place. This is Prairie Drive Park, that for many of us was a new spot on our Toronto map. So inspired by these feelings of discovery, in 2017, we evolved our festival further and added what we called the Sunset Series to our season. So it was no longer just one day. We did evening rides on Tuesday nights where we all met in a central location and biked out to a park kind of further afield. And on the bike rides, we had, and these are the four parks we went to last year, so Flemington, Taylor Creek, Bell Manor, and the Elms. And on our bike rides, we had music. This is me on my musical bike, which is an awesome way to ride through the city. And in the parks, we would listen to a short concert or for about an hour and a half and then ride back home together. After each event, we heard from so many people how much they loved experiencing new places and exploring these new bike routes that they maybe had never actually taken. And that, you know, these are sometimes we underappreciate the cycling infrastructure that does exist in our city. And it is always, in my opinion, pretty breathtaking. People also were really enjoyed spending parks or spending time in parks that were often new to them. And also there were locals that would come from the surrounding neighborhoods and join in the concerts that, you know, our concerts that were downtown, they wouldn't have had the same access to. Just another little bike ride shot. And actually our final main event on the big day was out at Humber Bay Park West. And that's really become one of my new favorite spots in the city, which I don't think I would have ever found if my bicycle hadn't brought me there. So the Toronto Bicycle Music Festival has been a really wonderful part of my Toronto life. Not only has it helped me to discover what a group of volunteers and friends can actually pull off, because it is kind of a lot of work, and also taught me about how much incredible talent exists in our town. Our lineup is almost always exclusively from Toronto. It's also taught me that Toronto is a place worth exploring, and that the bicycle can allow you to experience magic wherever you are, including your own backyard. So, if you want to learn more, the adventure is continuing this year with our 9th season, and we're going to do the Sunset Series again, so 4 more rides throughout the week, followed by a big event, which is going to happen on September 9th. So if you want to find out more, you can go to our website or check out social media or speak with me or Katie back there or anyone else who has been involved. So thanks, everyone.
Do you have any questions for Caitlin from the audience?
Yeah.
Is it all pedal powered, the whole thing? Yeah.
Yeah, so we have this, that could be a whole 8 minutes. But we have a pedal stand set up, so it's generating the energy for the sound system. So it's a completely standalone system that works, and it's kind of cool because if people stop pedaling, like sometimes people will come off in between songs. We try to, you know, put signs encouraging people not to, but then the music actually stops, which is maybe sometimes a little disorienting, but I actually like that because it's like, yeah, this is being run by pedal power. So, yeah.
And the sound systems you're running while you're riding from point to point, those are also generator power?
So that is sort of a different structure because it's, we use, for the mobile act, it's being pulled by a cargo bike. That has an e-assist, and we're using a battery-powered speaker that has been generated. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hi.
Hi. How do you recruit artists or musicians?
It's a good question. A lot of it is through, we have amazing artistic directors, who both have a lot of connections within the artistic community, and so a lot of it is kind of them reaching out to their own networks, but it's also something that the organizing committee generally, we do like a brainstorming session to figure out who maybe we want to approach and work from there. But we definitely try to prioritize, again, people that are from Toronto and a diverse range of music and artists and people who are up and coming or typically who were really looking for. Yeah.
I can actually give a testimonial. I went to one of the sunset rides last year and I pedaled the bike that powered the music and I didn't screw it up. The music kept going, but it's an awesome event and I would encourage anyone who's interested to check it out this summer and talk to Caitlin after. Can we have one more round of applause for Caitlin?